holding that hat held high like a lantern. You've got the right idea. You've only got to run a little farther. You hold a paradigm constant and faithful, leading the heart of this young stubborn farmer back home, treading only where you're meant to.
Except for her eyes, which looked up when she drew near. She's just been sitting there like that all morning. I know she hated to take her medicine, but now she wants you to take a drink of water or eat them for food. Should we go get Fluttershy, sis? Applejack drew Applebloom in against her chest. Shh, there's really no use calling Fluttershy now. Applebloom started to protest, but stopped, considering. We'd just be wasting her time. Philly sniffed away some tears. How long before she... I don't know. Best we can do now is make the old girl as comfortable as possible. Sunnit sat at the moment, but figured he would at least appreciate being out late. Better than being cooped up inside all day, am I right? Winona didn't move or answer, but she did look her owner's way. Knowing her so well from many years together, Applejack knew exactly what her friend was trying to say to her. Thank you. She laid down next to her, rolling her head against the dog's body, feeling Winona's steady breathing. The animal's chest rose and fell with serious labor, but it was clear she was content with the company. Applejack wrapped the hoof around her, staying until the sun had vanished before bringing her back in.
You're gone and we'll all remember. You are always. Your life has brought us home again.